The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
It's Sunday morning, and this is Early Edition with Tom Tynan and Charlie Mosier.
And we wish you a blessed Palm Sunday as we launch into Holy Week. And like you, we're going to be celebrating it at home. And home is what we talk about every week. So getting yours tidied up, tied down, tricked out, and nobody knows more about that than, of course, the Right Reverend Tom Tynan. Good morning, Tom.
Don't ever call me Reverend.
Okay. I'll never be Reverend with you again. Fair enough.
Never.
All right. We're here. We'll also be joined this morning by the Home Show Pros, Kenny at Due West Foundation Repair, Jeff with Cutting Edge Tile, Jeff from Texas Floors, and Colt with U.S. Pool Builder. They'll all be here talking about all the voodoo they do so well, and they're waiting along in line to after we answer your questions. So they come, we talk, they come, we talk back and forth. That's pretty much what we do. And all your questions, of course, come from the Ask Tom section at homeshowradio.com. Appreciate you being with us and sending in your questions. So, Tom, let's get started with Ray in Willowbrook. He wants to know, why does my house, the AC vents in my house, get mold? He really wants your help.
They don't get moldy. People love the word mold. Mold is here. Okay, it's mold. That's mold. There's a spot on the wall that's mold. That's mildew. There is a difference in that. So it's not mold, and I don't want him to think it's mold. But as far as that goes, there's mold everywhere. But the bottom line is this. Those things need to be cleaned regularly. People don't clean them. They look at them and say, oh, my goodness, look, they're moldy. Yeah, you need to take them down. You need to clean them. You got to put them back up. They're called registers, and they get cold. And when something gets cold and then the hot air touches it, it tends to cause a dew point, which means a little bit of moisture forms, and then that causes a place for mildew to grow. And so I just want them to clean them once in a while. You don't even have to take them down. If you want to spritz them a little bleach and water with a spray bottle, just don't do it, of course, when the air conditioning's on so it doesn't blow in your face. But it actually will just go away. You'll just walk back and it'll be gone.
All right, fair enough. I mean, is this a problem with his AC system?
No.
Okay.
No, my father one day sat there and goes, you know, you got stuff coming out of your AC. I said, no, I don't, because it kind of looks like it. It's coming out of the grills. It's just growing around it because it's so cold right there. And it, usually, if it's any kind of problem at all, it's just there's not enough insulation around that little box. But for the most part, it's just because it's very cold. You have very cold air blown out, and it's how can I say it's a Miller Lite can by a swimming pool when coming out of the ice chest? It just gets cold and sweaty. And if you don't put a koozie on it or a foam covering system,
it'll just get worse. All right.
It just gets wet. Yeah.
Coming up next, how to cover linoleum with Jason from Texas Floors. But first, we'll also talk, does a crack always mean a problem? Kenny with Due West explains.
Don't fall down and trip on concrete. Or don't trip on concrete and then fall down.
Hold on. I got to write this one down. Don't fall down on concrete.
Don't trip on concrete. No, okay. We got to do it in the right order.
Rules for living.
Don't trip on concrete and fall down.
Rules for living from Tom Tynan, boys
there
and girls.
You go. Because you'll hurt yourself. And if your concrete's all cattywampused, you can have it fixed without having it pulled out.
Now, I'm taking notes. How do you spell cattywampus?
I have no idea. Okay. I think it's a K, but I'm not sure. Anyway, you have to make sure that it's nice and flat and even and drains right and that kind of thing. And people say, oh, I've got to pull all this concrete out. I have to re-pour. No, you don't. You can call Concrete Raising Corporation, and they will take care of it for you. They can raise a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's amazing what they do. And, Charlie, you've seen it. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
We did a video about it, or Facebook Live, I think it was, at one time. And it's pretty impressive what they can do. I remember what they did with that sidewalk in front of those people's home, as well as the driveway, too,
sure,
which was a little bit different.
They straightened it
all out.
They sure did, and it's fitting we talk about it on Palm Sunday because it's very uplifting to the concrete.
Okay. Anyway, what I'm getting at is this, that they can really fix this thing. I'm not getting into religious
It'll be even more fitting next Sunday.
Whatever. And I'll probably still have to work because no one will let me have the time off.
No, well, I'll be here with you, buddy.
Okay, great. Anyway, we have.
Nice.
I want you to have your
Very
concrete
nice.
Raised, and you don't have to pull it out. Call Concrete Raising Corporation. They are the certified home show pro of getting that cattywampus off of your property.
It's probably every homeowner's worst fear,
a cracked slab. And Eric in Baytown has written us a question about his. And so I'm reaching out to our foundation repair expert, Kenny Dutton, over at Due West this morning for some help. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Charlie.
So Eric says that he has a quarter-inch separation, he calls it, moving diagonally from the back of his house to the front. And as a result, he has doors that won't open or close. He's got numerous cracks in interior walls, a few cracked bricks around windows, separation of faceboards on the roof, and so on. I mean, it sounds like a classic case of foundation repair, right?
It does sound like a classic case over the phone.
So, but he went and had a bunch of foundation repair companies come out and look at it, and every one of them has a different solution. You know, some want to put piles on one side, some want to run them all the way around, some say put them in the middle. So he went and got an engineer friend of his to come look at it, and that guy said, do nothing because you can't level a post-tension slab. It sounds like he's getting a lot of different advice, and so let's see if we can help Eric out. What would you say based on what you've heard so far?
Well, I would say it is a classic case that somebody really needs to look at to come to assess what's going on with it. But as far as the engineer saying, you know, on a post-tension slab, you can't really lift it without causing problems. We lift them all the time. I can raise them up even if they're in a flood area several feet into the air. It's a very common thing. I will say that on this particular home, when the homeowner emailed it in, it said it was built in 2006. That does kind of change the parameter some. That's a very young house to need foundation repair.
So it sounds like there might even be a question of whether they compacted the soil right before they put the foundation in, maybe.
You know, that could be, but the most common issue we run into, particularly where this house is built, it's a very expansive soil in Baytown where this home is. Young homes, the majority of them, well in the high 90% range, when they're moving, they're actually heaving, going upward.
Oh.
And all of us in the real world that talk about foundation movement, we all talk about settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very strong likelihood this house is actually heaving in areas and going upward, and that really changes what the repair is on it. And people that come and look at it, even from foundation companies and engineers, if they're not aware of the fact that it could be going upward, their repairs are going to vary greatly, and it's going to confuse the person.
So it sounds like it'd be a good idea to have him come have you take a look at this.
It would. You know, really, we find a common thing where a tree's removed, a structure's built, the area hydrates with soil and pushes upward, and we cannot get the slab to go down. And that may require a full underpinning inside and out, raise the structure up off the soil, and let the soil expand and not push the slab anymore. And that's a lot different animal than treating a home for settlement.
That's what makes Due West our trusted foundation repair company. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com by clicking on the Due West icon right there on the homepage. Kenny, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Charlie.
Early Edition continues on Sports Radio 610 with a dusty question from Carrie in Bel Air, who's a little worried about how to time painters and things that make dust. And for that, we turn to Jeff at Cutting Edge Tile, because he's our Home Show pro in the know when it comes to all things dusty. Jeff, can you help us out?
Sure, I can help.
Actually, you're the pro about zero dust, in fact.
Zero dust while removing tile. That's what we do.
Well, that's good, because Carrie in Bel Air is planning some home remodeling. She says, I want to paint my walls and replace tile flooring with some laminate wood, but I'm on a strict time limit and was wondering if there's a way that both contractors can work at the same time.
Well, it's certainly not the ideal scenario. However, if that's the way it has to be, when we tear out tile, we do it completely dust-free. We have, in the past, torn out floors while painters were painting. It's something that can happen. Again, there's a lot of reasons to not have those two contractors doing the same work at the same time, just from a logistics standpoint. However, if I tear out a floor, there will not be dust in the air. Therefore, there won't be dust in the paint.
I've seen you do it. You did it here while we were painting when we moved into the lavish studios, Home Show Radio studios here. But how does that work? Explain how it works.
Well, it's called the Dust Ram system. It is the world's first and only patented system for dust-free tile removal. There are several pieces of equipment, adapters, vacuums, different things that have some design and utility patents involved. But suffice it to say that the equipment is industrial grade, and it is made to create airflow and air shape so that the light particles, like dust, especially the crystalline silica dust that we don't want to breathe, gets sucked into the airstream and has nowhere else to go before it can get airborne.
And then what happens to it?
Well, it gets sucked into the vacuums, which are outside, and then we remove those from the premises and dump the dust at the appropriate dumping facility.
So you take up the tile and take away the dust, too?
Correct. We also take all the debris, not just the dust. But we capture anywhere from 4 to 800 pounds of dust, depending on the size of the job, in a given day.
And it takes...
Well, my crews currently are doing between 1,200 and 1,500 square feet just about every day.
So in Carrie's case, she could just have you come in early and have the painters paint in the afternoon, and there's not going to be no residual dust hanging around at all.
Absolutely.
All right. That's why Jeff is our Home Show Pro, by the way, for these kind of jobs. And you can learn more about cutting edge tile by visiting homeshowradio.com and finding the cutting edge tile, suitably enough. Click on that dust free, and it'll take you to their page on homeshowradio.com. Hey, Jeff, thanks for helping us out today.
Thanks, Charlie.
Do you want the original or do you want the imitator?
Can I pick?
No.
Well,
this is my job, not yours.
Well, you asked a question. I mean, to answer.
It was rhetorical.
I would always tend to pick the original.
Thank you. Look for the red ribbon, and you know you get the genuine when you call Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street, or it could be the Overhead Door Company of Conroe. You had both of them because it depends where you live, but they do a great job tuning up your garage door, putting in a new garage door, making sure your garage door opener is working properly, tuning that up for that matter too. They do it all and they do it well, and they work on other products, not just the overhead door products. You know, when it comes to say a door opener,
yeah, you're saying any opener, any door, any opener, any door.
There you go.
Anytime.
That's exactly. Anytime. Well, I don't know about anytime.
No, it is anytime.
I guess you could. Mm-hmm. I remember when we got robbed at Houston Community College and they stole all my welding equipment. They cut through the garage door, and you know who they called? I didn't have anything to do with this. This is facilities. They called the Overhead Door Company of Houston,
of course,
on Main Street, and they replaced that panel that got cut open. And I said, yep, they must listen to my show. That's what I thought. Anyway, because I'm, you know.
Well, it could have something to do. They've been around since
1934.
Yeah,
yes, exactly. I'll tell you what, these guys have been around a long time, and I've known several of the owners over the years, because nobody's going to own this thing for 100 years. You do the math. It doesn't quite work that way. Anyway, I remember Skipper, when I first met him, he was a long time ago.
And Philip?
Philip, well, of course. You can't forget Philip. He's a character and a half, man. But anyway, there's been a lot, but the company is strong, and they are honest, and they are transparent. And even a replacement part, what you get for, like, say, the spring they put on my wife's garage door. She's got two springs, and they replaced both springs. They're guaranteed for life. I'll never have to buy another one. Not that I'm going to be in the house that long. But
anyway. Didn't they come to your rescue when she kind of put the car in the wrong gear, too?
She tapped.
Oh.
She said, my garage door. And I had to get my 3-pound sledgehammer out to straighten it out until I got my new door. So it was just a little tap.
Just a little one.
With a 2,000-pound vehicle.
Against an aluminum door. Who won that fight?
I know, really. I forgot about that. That was quite a while ago. Anyway, 713-422-2424 for the Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street.
All Tom, all the time. That's our 24-hour stream. Have you heard it? Check it out. You can tune in to Tom anytime your heart desires at Home Show Radio.
Do you know we have a Spotify?
Yes, we do.
I had no idea. I don't even know what that is.
Spotify? It's the largest music subscription service in the world.
Is it the largest in the world?
Yep.
I had no idea.
And Apple Music's number two.
And we have an Apple Music app.
We do. Our podcast
I know there's some Chad wrote
Apple.
Me these things.
I sure as hell didn't think you learned it firsthand.
No. And it's written in very big letters so I can actually read it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're on Spotify and we're on there.
That's
we're on YouTube.
Says.
We're on Facebook. We're on.
I know we're YouTube. I know.
But I draw the line at Twitter. We're not going to be on Twitter. That's it. Period.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that one either.
That's right. Anyway, so like everything else, it's free. It's priced accordingly. So you can catch it there anytime you want.
Okay.
Let's get back to the questions you sent us for Home Show Radio under the Ask Tom section there at homeshowradio.com. Monica is in Central Northwest, and she has a question
about pet odor elimination. Tom, I know that these are the ones that get you up in the morning with a bright smile on your face.
I love urine smell.
Well, you're going to love this one because it's cat.
As I get older, I wake up to it.
It's cat. Yeah,
okay, fine.
Nice. Oh, you're such a pisser. Anyway, cat urine in a carpeted room led them to replace the flooring with a laminate floor. However, several years later, there remains a faint odor, and I'd like to take part of the flooring off and treat the concrete with some product called odor eliminating primer. Do you have any other ideas on anything else they could try?
I think that's probably going to work. There's a lot of different products out there, but as far as that goes, you need a pet neutralizer, which is an acid neutralizer, and they sell them at PetSmart and stuff. But if she's got that and she's ready to go with that, I'm good with it. I bet you it'll work.
All right.
So I would tell her, yeah, go ahead. But for anybody that does have animals and you're looking for a solution, go to some of those big pet stores, man. They're big pet stores are big business now. At least they were. I mean, right now there's a little... We're going through an odd time, but there are
odor neutralizers.
There you go. That's okay, it. Thank yeah. you.
I'm here and, for you, Tom.
Yes, and just to get an example, you go to a veterinarian,
mm-hmm.
they'd have to deal with this stuff all the time. So they use those things all the time, too. And if you do have a pet and you're not sure where to go, I would tell you to call your vet and find out what they use to clean up all their messes, too, because that's a great source that people don't think about.
Sure, your vet will be there for you. And if the pet store is closed, the vet will be open because they're an essential business.
Of course. Call them and find out. Well, hey, what do you use to clean up all the schmutz all over the place? And they'll probably say, this is what we use.
And that is
probably the person at the front desk can do that.
That's the technical term for it, too.
Schmutz.
Schmutz. That's exactly
yes.
right. You know, I sent something out to my Facebook page yesterday,
uh-huh.
and I said, you know, my dry cleaners have closed because of this thing. And,
yeah, me
and,
too.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I thought, you know, and then other businesses have closed. I thought, well, what non-essential business do you wish we could add to the essential business list?
Radio.
Well, we're here.
Then I could go watch TV.
Watch nice. Now, you know what the number one answer I got from everyone yesterday? No, and I mean, I got over 100 replies. You know how many?
Wow.
Number one, hairdresser.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I need a haircut.
Yep.
And I'm going to go to a Walgreens today and buy a shaver and shave my own head.
Oh, geez. My stepson did
that. I look like I have mange when I'm done.
Yeah. My stepson did that. He looks like, you know, he's straight out of some dystopian movie or something. So
exactly.
He says, you want me to do it for you? I said, oh, I'm good. Thanks. All right. Next question. Raymond in League City says, I know proper installation of a new roof from a qualified and reputable roofer, like Ideal Roofing, is the number one priority. That is a given. But what brand of shingle, Tom, would you recommend for a steep sloped home? When you're building home, what was your go-to shingle brand?
You know, I'm not gonna answer that one. Well, I'm gonna answer it, but I'm gonna answer it differently than the way you presented it to me. The shingle manufacturers today it's like air conditioning systems. They're all really good. And this goes with Ideal Roofing. I'm gonna use them as an example. They're our GAF Master Elite Roofing contractor. So they primarily deal with GAF shingles, and what you want to do is I don't care about the brand of the shingle anymore. They're all very good. I care about if you're dealing with a dealer of that particular brand. It's like Ford, Chevy, whatever you want to do with cars too. They're all going to run mm-hmm. well. It's you want to deal with the dealer, and so if you're going to call Ideal Roofing, for instance, they're going to recommend a GAF because they get the best response and the best warranty because they're one of their dealers, and that's what you're looking at now in the roofing industry. It has changed tremendously over the last 20 years, and so the changes have been very positive for the homeowner who buys the shingles and buys the roof and buys the company. Because let's say Ideal Roofing goes out of business, and we don't want them to, of course. But GAF will still stand behind their product and still find another one of their dealers to help you out. And that's what you're looking for, is that service end.
Okay, fair enough. Coming up next, Gunite Stains Go Bye-Bye with help from Colt at U.S. Pool Builder as we continue with Early Edition on Sports Radio 610.
You save a nickel, you spend a dollar. That's what happens when you cut corners, and it looks like that's what happened to Michael down in Clear Lake when he got some flooring put in his bathroom. So he's looking for help, and we go to the guy who knows all about flooring, Tom's Home Show Pro for flooring. That's Jason at Texas Floors. Good morning, Jason. Good
morning, guys.
Wondering if you can help us out here. Let me tell you what happened to Michael, and then you tell us what you think the recipe is for his salvation on this floor. He says, we recently installed in an upstairs bathroom. It was tile, and it was put down over existing linoleum flooring, and we noticed that some of the grout is starting to crack because the subfloor is shifting. Go figure, right? So our tile guy comes out, he says, and he wants to replace just the cracking grout with sanded caulk. That doesn't seem like a good solution to me, he writes. So he wants to know, should he replace all the grout or just sections that are cracking? Or, Jason, is his problem even bigger?
From the information that we have presented to us, it sounds like his problem, unfortunately, could be a little bigger. You don't want to install tile directly over linoleum. You'd want to remove that and put down a hardy backer or some type of Schluter subfloor. So he can fix his cracking tile with whatever he wants, but unfortunately it's going to continue to crack because it sounds like the problem is the tile itself, not the grout.
Yeah, the way it was installed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so the solution for Michael is going to wind up being pulling all that tile up, and I doubt it's going to come up gracefully. He's looking at buying another bathroom floor from what I get from you.
Yeah, from everything that I'm hearing so far, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Now, if you had walked in and somebody said to do that, you wouldn't install tile over linoleum.
Oh, no, absolutely not. You need to, like I said, especially for a second floor, you got to take precautions and put down an extra layer to prevent that tile from moving around, which eventually cracks the grout.
That's what makes Jason and Ryan over at Texas Floors Tom's trusted home show pros for flooring, because they know how to do it. And I imagine that if we get Michael and you together, you probably come up with some better tile selection for him than he could probably find at, say, you know, a home center.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a large selection, and obviously we'll make sure it gets done right the first time.
That's the way to go. He's Jason. You can learn more about Texas Floors by visiting homeshowradio.com. Click on the little Texas Floor logo right there on the homepage, and it'll take you right to their page, and you can get in touch with them there. Jason, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
All right, no problem, guys. Thank you.
Every problem around your house is easy if you get after it quick. And Chad in Richmond is worried he has one that he needs to get after with his pool. So we go to our home show pro for pools. That's Colt at U.S. Pools. Good morning, Colt. Can you help us out with Chad?
Good morning, Charlie. Absolutely, I can.
Well, here's his challenge. He says, I have some brown spots in the gunite that I cannot brush out. He's tried many different ways to do this. He wants to know, first of all, what is it? And secondly, what can be done about it?
Oh, Charlie, I really need to have the fundamentals before going forward with a diagnosis. But usually they're organic tannins, and they'll fade by themselves, even though you wouldn't be able to brush them off. Leaves, debris, acorns, and so forth, laying in a certain area until they're cleaned up, will leave that type of residual in that type of a spot.
And you're saying that if you find yourself with these kind of residual brown spots in your pool, that Mother Nature and sunshine is going to take care of it over time?
Well, that's a technical question, needs a technical answer. It really depends on what caused the spot. So just monitor it. If it starts to dissipate, well, you know, it's probably a tannin, and it just dissipates, and it'll continue to dissipate. If it doesn't, it might be an age spot.
Okay.
Or it might be, you know, caused by something else. It's a permanent spot, and then I would use maybe a Jandy Stainmaster or a pumice stone, or I would consult Jack's Magic, which is a company that specializes in helping homeowners get rid of stains.
Now, if it is an aging problem with that pool, that sounds like it's time to consider, what, replastering the pool?
Possibly. And, you know, it all depends. Or maybe a light acid wash. There's just a lot more diagnosis that would have to be done to really give a competent recommendation.
So this may or may not be something to worry about, and maybe they should get in touch with you to have you come take a look at that pool.
Well, here's the thing. We're custom pool builders. That's our specialty. That's the only mm-hmm. thing that we do. I'd be happy to take the call and maybe direct them forward. But we don't do remodeling. We don't do replastering. But we do have, you know, the connections to help people out in that respect.
And that's just the kind of nice people you find when you trust our home show pros around your house. And that's why we trust Colt with pools. Trust me, he's the guy. And you can learn more about him at homeshowradio.com. He's right there on the homepage with all our home show pros.
click on the U.S. Pool button right there on the homepage. Cole, thanks for your help this morning.
My pleasure, Charlie. Good speaking with you.
Do you need paint? If you do, it'll get delivered to you. You don't even have to go anywhere. If you want to find a color, you can go online and find the color you want before you buy the paint, which probably is not a bad idea, getting the color first. But when you want a really good paint and you want it delivered, you don't have, or you can get curbside delivery if you want, but it's not a hamburger. It's going to be paint. They'll put it in the trunk of your car.
Can't get fries with it.
Or the back of your truck. And no fries. I don't think they have a fry machine.
No.
But
onion rings?
Whatever that is.
Onion rings? No.
Okay. You know, that's about the same thing.
Yeah, but you know what they do? I'll tell you what they do have in common.
You used to run a diner. You know more about that than I do.
I'll tell you what every Benjamin Moore paint store has in common with McDonald's. Their shake machine is broken, too.
Oh. I don't think so. I think theirs works. And they make a lot of noise.
Oh, that's true. They shake the paint. That's true. That's true.
No,
the
shake
machine
actually,
always works at the Benjamin Moore store.
I'm trying
better
to figure
than McDonald's.
Out which one you're going for. They have big shake machines.
That's true.
You can make the 5-gallon milkshake over at Benjamin Moore, my friend. I'll guarantee it. Anyway, they are there for you, and they do deliver, and which is nice. But they also, you know, there's 18 locations around town. And you can have all your paint delivered, and while you're sitting home now and you're watching Judge Judy like I do or another show that you like, maybe you're on Netflix. I tried Netflix the other night. It's really boring. There's nothing good on it.
No.
Anyway,
not
Benjamin
true.
Moore. I'm sorry.
Not
I'm not going
true.
Down that road. It was horrible. Benjamin Moore paints. You can go start painting your rooms
Tiger,
as you watch
Tiger
your TV.
King is on Netflix.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
I wouldn't watch it if you made me. Anyway, I would tell you, go ahead and paint the inside of the house while you're sitting around your home, and you're going to go, wow, we can pick all these colors. We can have different trim colors. We can do everything, and they're going to deliver it to your door. That's what Benjamin Moore dealers do. And to find a Benjamin Moore dealer nearest you, just go to homeshowradio.com/paint. That's homeshowradio.com/paint. Go online and choose your. They have the Color Portfolio app. I have no idea how to do it. Don't ask me how to use an app. I've never used an app in my life, and apparently I'm supposed to have a Zoom app installed in my computer here soon. But download the Benjamin Moore Color Portfolio app and choose an image to virtually find the color that you want, and then call them, tell them how much you need. If you don't know, give them a little square footage. They'll tell you how much you need, and they'll deliver it. And if you're a gallon short, no problem. Guess what? They'll come and deliver that gallon afterwards while you're still painting. So that's what they do at Benjamin Moore Dealers.
Tom Tynan.
Yes.
57 channels and nothing's on. You and Bruce Springsteen.
I couldn't find a Bruce. Come on. I don't need a little pink
house.
That's
his song. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Please.
Good night. There's all kinds of stuff on it. The Office is on Netflix.
I watch The Office. I hate that show. It's stupid.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, see, you shocked the guitar player. He even stopped playing.
I could tell. He ran out the door. He goes, oh, my God.
He's like,
hit me with
he's
my
like,
guitar.
I'm getting out of here. I'm surrounded by a Luddite here. All right. Tom can be in your inbox every week, you know, and he'll tell you how much he doesn't like Netflix. Just subscribe to our Home Show confidential email newsletter at homeshowradio.com. I'll tell you what. Everybody's talking about this Tiger King show. We put it on. I said, I'm not one to follow the herd much. And so we put it on and watched about 10 minutes of it. And you know that feeling when you're sitting next to Sandra watching something and she doesn't say a word, but you just know it's time to change the channel? You know, you get that kind of that chill feeling coming from your bride.
First off, I never sit with anybody and watch TV.
No.
But go ahead.
Okay,
yes,
well for us, for the rest of us mortals, you know, married mortals, when that happens, I got that chill feeling and I changed the channel and she looked at me and said, I never want to see that show again. So we will not know what happens next with, what's his name, Wild Irv or whatever the guy's name is.
I have no idea. Okay. I'm never going to watch Netflix again in the rest of my life. I think it's a total waste of time.
I'm going to sell my stock. That's it.
All right. Yes. Tom Tynan has jumped off the train after one evening.
We're gonna stay on the home improvement train, though.
Well, you know what happened is I drove here, Charlie, from Houston down to Brownsville, and my cable wasn't working, but Netflix was there. Sandra walked me through it. I went to it. She had an account, and I tried to watch it, and I ended up watching two episodes of The Office, and I thought, God, I wish I had a book.
Wow, that is pretty bad.
And so she sent me George Washington's autobiography, yeah. And now I have a book.
Yeah, I'm reading about Shackleton right now. You know, the guy who, the Antarctic explorer.
Anyway. Yep, I know exactly who that is.
Well, this is exciting stuff. It has nothing to do with why we're sitting here. Home improvements is what it's about. It's early edition, and we got a question. All these questions, by the way, in case you're wondering, how do I get my question on the radio? Mm-hmm. Just visit homeshowradio.com and click on the Ask Tom button, send it in, and boy, howdy, you could be next. You could be like Jeremiah from Urbana, Ohio, who sent us this question. He says, I bought a house, and the basement weepholes have been filled with foam and dirt. What's my best option for waterproofing my basement now?
I don't understand why anybody would have a weep hole in a basement. So I'm not sure what weep holes. I have a feeling it's something
I'm
different.
Thinking it's not a weep hole.
He's calling something that's not a weep hole a weep hole.
I'm wondering if
he's using the terminology wrong.
I'm wondering if it's something that was put there for the sump pump or something down there.
That could be. But let's address if he has a moisture problem in his basement.
Right.
So I'm going to address this a little differently. It has to be addressed from the outside, not the inside. People, you know, try to paint stuff on and try to do all these different things. And usually you end up digging out all the dirt around the outside of that foundation, putting in gravel and drains and stuff and draining the water away. You can't make a boat out of a house. And so if he's got a moisture problem in his basement, it has to be addressed differently. And what this dirt and foam and weep hole thing is, I'm not sure. I've had basements many times, and you don't put a weep hole in a basement unless it's, like you say, a sump pump or something. But then who would clog that up? Now, maybe somebody took the drain and filled the drain with dirt and foam.
That's what I'm thinking.
That could be. And then I don't know what to tell him. He's going to have water. He's got to drain it somewhere. And I'm not sure what to do at that point, because the dirt is okay. The foam is okay. I guess you could dig it out because it's not hard. It's soft. So snake it out and put the sump pump back in. But that's all I got with that one. I wish we could have gotten a picture on that one, even though we're on the radio right now.
Terry is in Columbus, Texas, where you go for great kolaches.
Oh, no. I've built a huge house out there for some people. Yeah. Huge.
Well, he says, I had a water event in one of our bathrooms. He says, I'm planning on replacing about 12 inches of sheetrock from the floor up, of course. He says, in removing the baseboards, I found that the tile flooring was laid after the baseboards were installed. Is that normal, Tom? Is that how that would normally go?
The floor always goes in at the end.
Okay.
So I would tell you that. But when you do that, you usually plan for it, and you put the baseboards at a different height.
Okay.
So the tile will fit underneath.
Well, he says that it's the other way around. It made it difficult getting them out without damage. He says, when I get the new sheetrock installed, my question is, can I use like a no-shrink grout or something to fill the about half-inch void between the top of the tile and the top of the slab so the bottom meets up right?
I would use a wood trim. I would put the baseboard in. I could even use a thicker baseboard, a different one. If he wants to use the same one, it's fine. And then you get a shoe mold and do a shoe mold around it that sits on top of the tile, and that's pretty common. So that's probably would be a better bet. But if you put grout in there, what happens is if you grout it up against the plate, which is the bottom board on the wall, and then the walls expand, the tile will pop. And that's what you got to avoid. You got to have some movement, allow some movement under there. And so I think a different wood trim situation on the baseboard is a better way to go.
All right. We've got one more question in our grab bag of Tom Tynan questions. I'll throw that one at you next on Sports Radio 610.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Tom is almost ready to start taking your questions this morning at our special super secret Batcave phone number.
Yes, Charlie's cell number is...
Just call me. I'll be happy to help
He'll
you.
He'll forward it to me.
I will. I did it all day yesterday. It gave me something to do at home.
281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711.
I've charged my phone all night, so I'm ready for you. All right, Tom, I got one more question for you. We'll get to that right after this.
Doors, doors, and doors. What does that mean? That means front door, patio door, interior doors, barn doors. Not for barns, but they look like barn doors. People put them in houses now. I don't understand why, but they like them. And you might like it too. Hardware, everything to go with it, they have it at Door Clearance Center. That's where we always tell everybody, go take a look at the doors at Door Clearance Center, and you won't go buy your door from anybody else. You know why? Because the prices are great, because they buy so many. They sell them to people all over the country to mark them up 40, 50, 60%, and they mark them up quite a bit, actually, in those little towns, and they sell them to people out there. But they don't mark them up. The companies they sell them to mark them up. As far as it goes here, though, they're your neighbors. They're your friends. They're right here in Houston, and they always have extra, and the prices are outstanding. The service is outstanding. They can make any kind of unit you want. You can have a double door, a single door, a side light door. You can have iron doors, wood doors. You can have fiberglass doors. You can have all the doors you want from Door Clearance Center. Even interior pre-hung doors. Just get ready and pop them up, and they can even have the doorknobs on them. They have all the hardware to go with it. They are full service. They're located at I-45 North, just south of Gulf Bank Road, and they're on the southbound side on the feeder, so you can't miss it. And the sign out front of their store, it says doors. That's all it says, so you can't miss it. Door Clearance Center. If you want doors, go to their website. Go look at their doors. You'll be amazed at the beautiful doors they have. And you can get what you want right there at Door Clearance Center.
When life comes off its hinges, go to the Door Clearance Center.
Oh, don't say that.
All right. Mark in Baytown has our last question this morning, Tom. He says, when do you need a post tension. Is this the bonus round? Is that what that sound effect was?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I got to turn my phone off.
Right, well,
I had it on so Patrick perfect. Could call me and say, hey, let's get connected.
More accurately, right, time to wake up. Okay. Anyway,
I was awake. Go ahead. Yes. Okay.
Anyway, so Mark in Baytown wants to know, when do you need a post tension slab, and is it required?
It's never required, and I don't know when you would need one. I wouldn't build one. I refuse to build them for people. I got two jobs in my career because they told me, well, we really want them. And I said, I can't build your home. I'm not doing a post-tension slab. And both those clients came back and said, because you're so particular about what you're doing, I got the job. But I think it's just a poor way to build. It's a cheap way to build. And you see a lot of production homes getting done that way because it is more inexpensive. But is it required, and would I build one, or is it necessary over a steel and concrete one? No, not at all. And steel prices right now are pretty low, so you really don't have much of a problem with that as far as the competitive pricing of steel and concrete and post-tension and concrete. So I would tell you that I wouldn't do it, and I don't know how to answer that question except neither nor.
Don't do that thing.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't buy a house. If my son said, Dad, I want to buy this house, it's got a post-tension slab, I'd say, well, you do what you want. But if it was up to me, I would rather see you not. And so that's how I would answer it to anybody that called on the show or anything else. I just think it's a poor way to go. It moves too much. And, in fact, I think you talked to Kenny earlier in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying the same thing. You can move them around. You can lift them up. You can do things. But I tell you what, they repair a lot of them.
They
so
sure
that's
do,
why
yeah.
I'm not so.
Why are they even? Why are they even a thing, Tom?
They were sold to the people in the state of Texas as ending all foundation problems. It was a bill of sale or goods that were sold under false pretenses. And even though the numbers work out with engineering, it doesn't work out in the reality of it. And that's not an uncommon thing, actually. So I'm not sure what to tell you on that one, except it was just...
Don't do that
It was
thing.
A way for people to make money off cables.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Yep.
You ready to start taking calls?
Yes, I am.
All right. So what's that phone number?
I don't know, because it's your number and it's a different number, and I'm all confused this
weekend.
281-496-5711, and I know it because Chad wrote it on my screen right here.
He did. And then you're all set. It's right there on the screen. So don't forget it. And don't forget your monologues either. All right. Thanks this morning to, if you want to hear any of the experts you heard this morning, you go to the early edition section. That's where you'll find Kenny from Due West Foundation Repair, Jeff from Cutting Edge Tile, and Jason from Texas Floors, and Colt from U.S. Pool Builders. They're waiting there for you, and you can hear their interviews anytime you want. You got a question? You want to get it on the show? You need some help? Tom's here for you. You can find, all you got to do is visit homeshowradio.com and click on that Ask Tom button. And we'll answer it here or in our daily Ask Tom videos, or maybe even on our Thursday morning Facebook Live broadcast. Hey, thanks a lot to Will and Patrick and Chad this morning. Without them, Tom and I would be two guys talking to ourselves. Wishing you a very blessed Palm Sunday. I'll return next week with another early edition here on Sports Radio 610.
All right, call me 281-496-5711, and someday I might learn how to do this, but you can subscribe to our Home Show Radio podcast at Apple's Podcast Library or Spotify. I think we talked about that a little earlier, but that's good. Spotify. I like the name. The name's cool. All right, let's talk to Keith. Keith, you're on Home Show Radio.
Okay, this is my situation. I got a covered porch, outdoor porch, covered and screened, and it has tile on the slab.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all it's cracking and popping loose. And I took up one tile to see what was going on. And what I found was a 2x4 expansion joint in there. It looks like it was a design factor. And like 6x6 concrete slabs in between the 2x4s. Now my question is, how can I put take up all that tile and retile it? And I'm not... I get it to the crack again. Is there a way, or is it, or am I?
What, no, wait. You said it did pop up, or did it crack?
Both.
It did both, and it did it right where those 2x4s were.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to tile over that. It's always going to move. They put those 2x4s in to make some kind of decorative pattern.
Right,
because a 2x4 is not used usually as a spacer. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So anything you put there, it's going to constantly move. And so it's constantly going to crack. Now, if you could space it out and get your grout lines to fit exactly over and go in between the 2x4s and just grout it, then the grout will crack, the tile won't, and you'll be able to re-grout it once in a while if it gets bad. But that's going to take some real, you're going to have to be real careful how you do that.
Yeah, not even with a slip sheet. I mean, I called, the Schuler system, and they wouldn't warrant it.
No, not with 2x4s. No. You can put a coating on there that will fight that expansion and contraction. But tile itself, I think you'll probably rethink the covering on that patio.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't use tile.
I guess dig it all up and re-cement it in there. And then do it.
No, I mean, if you want tile, I think you'd have to. You know what? If you wanted tile, you'd have to. I still think it would crack because it's not attached. I think with the 2x4s, that thing's just going to move, and you're just going to get cracking on your tile. I think if you called someone like Concepts and Concrete and had a coating put down, and they have a subsurface they can put on there that's really strong and that won't crack even if it moves a little bit, and then they put down a tile lookalike or something, you could do that. But I think tile itself is never going to work on that thing. I think it'll always haunt you.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's all I got.
That's all I got too. I'm not sure how to end that one, but that's all I got too. You got to be careful. Anyway, let's move on and let's talk about Rudy, my friend. Sat with Rudy the other day. Talked with him a little bit. We talked about how we're getting older and how life is going on and all this stuff. But Rudy's Quality Painting is a company you call if you need some really good professional painting. Now, we talked earlier about, hey, you can just, buy some paint and do it yourself. That's fine. Or, do you want to stand on ladders? Do you want to do all the work that's necessary on the outside of the home to paint your house? Probably not. That's when you call in the professionals. Do you want to even do it at all? Probably not. Do you have an unsteady hand? Probably. So, unless you're really good, you might want to call the professionals. Rudy's Quality Painting. Now, how many of you try to patch your own sheetrock? Yeah, how'd that work out? I bet you I can find it. I'll find the patch somewhere. I'll look. There it is right there. No. With Rudy, you won't find it. You won't even know it was patched. I know that sounds weird. Like, well, I paid for the thing. I want to see if it's patched. Well, you're not going to see it. It's going to blend perfectly because that's what he does and that's what his crews do. They are professionals and they take care of your house very well. And all that stuff gets hidden. That's Rudy's Quality Painting. Give him a call at 281-227-6100.
Like a macho man, I said I'll fix it myself. I can't tell already, I'm going to need some help.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And remember, visit homeshowradio.com for all kinds of things. Videos, podcasts, information about the people that we talk about, the good people that can work on your home. It's all there, and it's all free. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you. I've got a quick question for you. So I recently bought a new build, and it doesn't have a ventilated attic. The insulation is on the underside of the roof deck, right. And the builder told me, well, this is a new technology, this is a new cool way, we seal the attic up, we make it airtight, we put a dehumidifier in it.
Okay.
Like, it's all ball bearings these days, is what he was telling me. Yeah. Well, when I was going in the attic
last week, mine is ball bearings.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find where the birds are nesting in the attic, how they're getting in, because apparently it wasn't sealed properly. And I come to discover that there's ventilated soffits in the sealed attic. And I asked him about it, and he goes, oh, well, sealed attics are supposed to have ventilation. And
this guy is a knucklehead.
It didn't make sense to me. So I wanted to run it by you.
No, he's a knucklehead. He doesn't know what he's doing. In fact, what he has done now by sealing the attic and sealing part of the attic and having those soffits and then running a dehumidifier, it doesn't make any sense. You're dehumidifying the state of Texas because it's just pulling air in, and then you're trying to get the water out. So it's absolutely ridiculous. That is not how you do it. But first off, sealed attics are not new technology. Sealed attics were developed here 30 years ago, and there were some major companies that tried it, and they got out of it real quick because of the problems involved with it. It doesn't make sense for this part of the country. Now, it does work in other parts of the country. They do this successfully in some areas, but I got a few points here with this, so bear with me.
Sure.
Right now, you have to have a ventilated attic to get rid of the moisture. And right now, you're having to run a dehumidification system, even if those soffit vents weren't there, because if you didn't, you would have mold growth galore up in that thing. So you're pushing the envelope in the wrong direction as far as, not you, but this whole system. 30 years ago, they tried it. It didn't work. Why is it being sold so much in Houston right now? And I'm going to tell you, this is flat out right. And we have to be really careful. Houston is a cash cow. We have more going on in this town than any other city in the United States. We have more construction. We have more houses being built. We have more plants being built. And everybody that wants to survive in the construction business has to sell their product in large quantities in Houston. So they're selling stuff here that should never be sold in the Gulf Coast region. We are such a different part of the country that what's good for the goose up there is not good for the gander down here. And so you're a homeowner that now got stuck in a very bad position. The other thing is, you say you have birds coming in, you don't know where it's happening. With these sealed attics, if you even get a roof leak, you won't know it for 5 or 6 years, and your entire structure will rot out before you even know you had a roof leak, because it's all going into that foam that's all foamed up in there, and you won't see any signs of it because it'll never show itself, because it'll dry out, get wet, and all of a sudden all your rafters and everything are just destroyed. So it's a very bad practice to do that. Now, what's your recourse? You bought the home. I don't know what you want to do, but if in the long run, if you're going to stay there a long time, I'd have the foam removed. I'd put a ridge vent in, keep the soffit vents, get rid of that dehumidifier. That's just costing you money and a lot of it, because it's got to run all the time with those soffit vents. And go ahead and insulate it traditionally with a radiant barrier and foam, not foam, but fiberglass on the floor of the attic. But I don't know if you've got that expense in you or what you want to do with it. That's going to be between you and, your own conscience.
That was my thought exactly. Thanks for confirming it. Appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. And it's a very poor way and very poor practice as far as trying to insulate. And it's one of those things where the numbers show this, but the reality of it shows that. They don't come together properly. And that happens in engineering all the time. It's unfortunate, but it does. And usually it's the people that have to pay the price. All right. Home Exterior Systems is a company you call when you want to reside your home. Why? I'll tell you. Because of the fact that they are a elite preferred installer of the Hardy siding system. There's no doubt you've heard me talk about Hardy if you've listened to the show at all. If you haven't, you've just joined the show. Hardy siding is the best siding for all of Houston. I'm telling you that right now. And you want to make sure that it's put on properly. It's not just like, oh, he puts on wood siding so he can put on Hardy too. In a lot of cases, that's not true because they're not experienced in the details. And the details are really important when it comes to any kind of product that you use. I don't care what it is. You want to make sure you have experienced people, and that's why you want an elite preferred installer that is certified by the Hardy Corporation. Now, of course, you also want a certified Home Show Pro from homeshowradio.com. There's no doubt about it. And Home Exterior Systems is both. So, Home Exterior Systems, this is the company I want you to call if you're going to reside your home. And make sure you insist on the Hardy siding system. There's no doubt about it. Home Exterior Systems, 281-407-0880 is what you're looking at. 281-407-0880. And visit them at our website, homeshowradio.com. There's a video on there about a home. I think it's like a 100-year-old home. And there's not many homes that old in the Houston area. And when they tore the old siding off, they looked at it and went, uh-oh, what have we gotten into? It was not a traditional framing job because they didn't do it like that back then. And so they had to think outside the box, and man, did they do a beautiful job putting that house back together. Home Exterior Systems, those are the pros, and that's who you want working on your home.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9.
What do y'all recommend as a weed killer?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.